This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey, friends. Welcome to Friends with a Twist, episode 84. I am one half of your dynamic duo, Kenzie, joined by my amazing, fabulous, beautiful, tan co-host.
Oh, stop it. Ew. Hi, I'm Madison. I'm the other half.
We are so glad that you are here joining us for another episode. So if you like what you hear, leave us a rating or review wherever you listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. So for this episode, we are going to have a life and the lifestyle segment all about tips and tricks for how to make play happen, because that can be a tricky transition sometimes. Stay tuned. We'll do our best to walk you through that minefield. Then we'll wrap it up with our Going Deep segment and hear a recap from Madison and Barry's sexy night with a new couple.
Ooh, it's gonna be good.
Ooh, I can't wait. All right. So that's it. We're going to jump right in once we take this fireball shot sitting in front of us, taunting us.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Cheers. Ooh, that was a clinker. Thank you for that.
God, we should be immune by now. Okay. But we're not. Here we are. So, life and the lifestyle. How to make play happen. Let me set the stage for you, friends.
Please do.
First things first. You'll likely need to successfully flirt before you're going to be able to make a move to playtime. You know how I love my science. According to the research of flirting from Psychology Today, it's not your looks or clever pickup line that will be most effective. Smiling and eye contact will actually take you much further. But your best bet? Create a shared emotional experience with the person you're trying to flirt with. Share a laugh, and you'll be creating connection by making the other person feel comfortable and understood. Very important keys to chemistry.
Interesting.
So now that you have that cute couple or hunky hottie as putty in your hands, how can you take it to the next level? Let's talk tips and tricks for various lifestyle settings.
Yes.
So first up, in no particular order, let's talk about at a meet and greet.
And I love that we're starting with this because Barry and I have never done one. But
really?
I don't think we've ever officially done a meet and greet.
All your years.
So I'm just going to put that out there. You might have more advice for this one. But so, you know, a meet and greet, usually they're posted on the lifestyle websites. Yeah. You meet in like a vanilla setting or bar, right?
Most often. Yep.
I think that's why we've never done it, because we just feared being out in public with a whole bunch of swingers in a vanilla setting, because I don't know, swingers are just extra friendly and there's just a vibe I think you can sense. So we haven't actually wanted to put ourselves publicly in that situation. So I'm just putting that out there, but that's a meet and greet. And I don't know how easy it is to actually have success with couples at a meet and greet. Yeah. Maybe to like make an initial connection, but I doubt moving right into play.
No, yeah, I think that's tricky. So yeah, I think that's a totally valid point because Gary and I have been to a few meet and greets in our time and definitely some have been better than others. And I say that because I'm thinking of one that we went to that was fairly close to home. So I'm sure that is like factoring into how I feel about this. But, you know, it's a vanilla place where a bunch of swingers are going to plan to meet that night. But not everybody there is a swinger. Mm-hmm. And I just remember kind of standing at the one end of the bar with Gary. And we were just sort of like scoping everything out. And people that we happened to recognize from other swinger events were there. And like this woman was like doing splits on the floor.
Okay, see, exactly.
At this brewery, which is not appropriate behavior.
That is an odd thing to do. Anyway.
So we were like just automatically kind of turned off and sort of done at that point. Mm-hmm. I know how judgy I probably sound right now. Like that behavior in and of itself is not inherently bad. But on a fucking Tuesday night at a meet and greet at bar, like probably not the most appropriate. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So we were just like really kind of uncomfortable at that point. So I think the point in me sharing that is that it can be very difficult to go to a meet and greet expecting to then play with somebody that night. I think just inherently the nature of those events is like, this is your initial contact with another couple or person.
And like the location. Is it convenient to get a room somewhere or a house? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're starting with the not the best situation to make play not happen. It's going to get better.
Yeah. Because no, like the story I just told, we were at a brewery. Sorry. I don't know if I already said that. But like I feel like a lot of times like the meet and greets are at something like a brewery, a winery, a bar, like whatever. And yeah, it's just not super conducive to any sort of play unless you're going to travel somewhere for like a hotel room.
You've got to like be wanting to do it like a quick, hey, how are you? You're cute. Let's go fuck. Like pretty quick, I think. You just have a couple hours. Have you ever had success at a meet and greet? Like going off and playing with new people or anyone you know, I guess.
No.
Okay.
No. Uh-uh.
Case closed.
How about you?
No. Never been to one.
You've never been to one. That's right. I'm sorry. Just thought I should ask.
Case closed.
Okay, so we don't necessarily recommend that as a quick conduit to play. It's a much better venue to just meet somebody to see if you would want to get together again to play.
Yes.
Okay. Moving right along.
All right. So might I suggest entertaining a hotel takeover?
Ah, what a great suggestion, Madison.
Like Barry and I used to go to a lot of the Friction Hotel takeovers. And well, that's the main one I'm thinking of right now. But I'm sure there's other ones that I'm blanking on.
Yeah.
But why is that convenient, I think, for making play happen? Mm-hmm. Personally, because, well, not personally, just for everybody. You already have rooms because you're staying there. A hotel takeover is usually a night or two, at least two nights. So you're there for over a weekend and I don't know. I think if you're already in a place that has rooms to go back to that you're just walking to, like it's much easier to suggest play, even on the first meeting within a couple hours.
Yeah, definitely. It gives you the advantage of, if you want, getting to know people a little bit first because you are there for more than one night.
That's true. You have
more
time.
Than 1 hour, like at a meet and greet. Typically, people are there for the same duration of time. Like you're all kind of in it to win it for like, you know, the same couple nights or whatever it is. And then, yeah, obviously, as you already said, it's super convenient because you're all at a hotel and you all have a room already to play in.
And usually there's no vanilla people. Usually it's shut down to just swingers.
Like for a total,
the event. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think we've been to at least a couple hotel takeovers. It's not like an all the time thing. But sometimes they will have like dedicated play areas.
Oh, true.
So like if you don't want to play in your own room, there might be a play area where you can go. Which again, not every situation, not all the time.
But like in Miami, they did that at that Libertine event we were at. So,
So sometimes that's an option as well. It's just really easy to be able to make that transition from flirting, chatting, yay.
So how do you do it? What have you or what have you done? Can you recall what specifically, like, or Gary, like, what have you two done to get people either back to your room or to be, like, forward as far as, hey, Like, we want to have sex with you.
Yes. I don't want this to sound like some sort of bait and switch, because it really wasn't. Mm-hmm. But, like, sometimes you need an opening line is really what it boils down to. So, actually, at the first Miami Libertine event that Gary and I went to, we were chatting with, like, a super fun couple in the pool, and they invited us to their room for this unique shot that they had.
A unique shop?
Shot.
Oh, shot. Shot,
shot, like, shot, oh, shot, they had shot.
Stuff to buy. Okay, sorry.
Sorry, shot. S-H-O-T, shot.
Okay.
So we're like, yeah, sure, we like shots, let's go.
Of course.
We're easy to please, you know what I mean? They had this, like, I don't know what they called it, like a buzz something, like
those buzz balls? They're like pre-mixed things in little ball. No?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I know what you're saying, but no, it was okay. Like this, like, it was like a floral, like a flower, and you chewed on it, and then you took a shot. I don't know. It was like fucking psychedelic, man.
But
my mouth was like buzzing, and I was feeling colors or something. It was crazy.
Wow, that's
fun. It was a lot. But yeah, super fun couple. Love them. So that was kind of like their opening. And while we did not play with them at the shot moment, we did end up playing with them later. So even though the shot did not directly lead to play in that moment, while we were in their room having said shot, they had this beautiful display of toys laid out on like a table in the hotel room. And I was intrigued because I saw toys that I had never seen before. So I was sort of asking some questions and, you know, I think expressing some interest. So
that's when, a smooth idea.
So we were there, you know, in the middle of the afternoon, we like took this shot or whatever. But I feel like just like that whole kind of environment and I guess maybe a little bit of my interest in the toys led eventually to the play that happened later.
Okay.
Because they kind of like circled back to the like the whole toy thing.
Hey, do you want to try what you're interested in? Oh, that's cute.
And we're like, yeah, yeah, we do. So, and they were like a super cool and fun couple, and it was amazing anyway. But so that's one way. Like, it doesn't have to be that you shoot your shot with the intention of playing right in that moment. Like, sometimes you're sort of setting the stage. And I'm not even saying that that's what they were specifically doing, like that this was some orchestrated thing. But like, sometimes that's just the way it plays out, that like you might kind of make a little bit of a connection. And like, maybe you're not going to play in that moment, but it just kind of opens the door to revisit that later.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So there's an example for that.
I like that.
Yeah. How about you, Madison?
I feel like my example kind of alludes into our next topic, which is being on vacation. But at a hotel takeover Barry and I went to with the Pineapple Fitness Group.
Yeah.
We were at Desire RM. So we were there for several days for the takeover. And there was actually another couple that we had already met at another takeover from one of the Pod Bashes. Okay. They were there too. So we connected with that couple at Pod Bash, and then we saw them again at this event. And it was just easy to be like playful and flirty. So going back to what you said initially about like making that connection with people and having a laugh with them and like emotionally connecting with others to sort of make things happen. Your psychology background there at the beginning. I feel like I tried to do that. So I purposely like, or both of us would run into them throughout the day. I'd give them like a playful little nudge on the shoulder or like find them in the pool so her and I could dance a little bit. Just like that playful flirtiness because we'd already connected with each other. But like I wanted it to happen again. But at that point, I wasn't comfortable just saying like, hey, you want to go fuck again? Because it was fun. I don't know why, but I wasn't there. So I was just being flirty like that. And at one point, her and I were in the pool and we chose to make out in front of the guys. And I was like, then I had the balls. Mm. So I was like, guys, like our room is like seriously right there. Like if you want to come check it out, it's so close. Like go back, freshen up, come back to our room, check it out. It's in a different area than yours. And they did. They went back, freshened up, showed up at our room in their robes, and we had a sexy time. So it was just a silly, like, I think we all knew we wanted it, but it just takes one person to say like a stupid line like, hey, my room's right there. You want to come back?
Yeah.
And we're all like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, we do.
So that's what works for me, I think.
Yeah.
But it helped that we were there for several days and could build up the flirtiness throughout the takeover.
Yeah, that's super helpful. And two, I mean, I think, like, I know, like, maybe not the sexiest point of all of this, but at the hotel takeovers, I do think it's an advantage where each couple can go back to their room and freshen up.
Heck yes.
And then rejoin, because, like, dirty sex is fun too, but it's kind of nice when you can all go, like, be fresh and then get together for play. So that's a nice option as well. And when you all have a room already within a couple feet of where you're at, nice, easy option.
It's a perfect setting, really.
Lovely.
Highly recommend.
Yay, hygiene.
So going off of that vacation, I feel like you've said the downfalls, the fact that it's not a takeover and you're not there the same nights as other people. Yeah. I feel like you've been frustrated in the past with that problem.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to start with that and how have you made it successful? I don't know. I feel like Barry and I have just lucked out, I think, with people being more forward with us on vacation to make it happen more than us being the initiators.
Yeah. So just to clarify, we are referencing vacation at a lifestyle resort, not just at like Disney or something.
I know. Like Temptation isn't actually a lifestyle resort, well, but a lot of swingers go.
Lifestyle adjacent at least. Yeah. The potential problem with a lifestyle vacation setting is maybe the day that you arrive is the same day that the super hot couple is leaving, or vice versa, or whatever. So in contrast to the hotel takeovers that we just mentioned, when you're all there for the same weekend or whatever it is, when you just go to Hedo, Desire, Temptation, etc., like, people are coming and going every day. Mm-hmm. And the shit of that sometimes is that you might meet a super fun couple who is on their way out the door as you're just arriving. Or, you know what I mean? Something similar. Gary and I have had that happen. And by the fucking grace of the swinger gods, somehow the email address that Gary wrote on a napkin in the hot tub at Desire made it back to Germany. And that couple actually emailed us and we were able to stay in touch. So like, I don't know.
There's a tip.
I don't know what the chances are of that ever happening again in this lifetime, but it worked for us. Thank goodness. But yeah, it's just tough because people are coming and going every day. So
you got to make your move quicker.
Yes.
I think.
Exactly. You got to strike while the iron's hot. And not that we're saying you should do something you don't want to do, but if you are interested, I feel like there's nothing wrong with making that known. You should just put it out there, let the people know that you're interested, because you may not have that opportunity for like the next 7 days. Like it might be like now or never kind of thing.
Yeah. So like I was saying, I feel that Barry and I haven't always put the word out there, but we've lucked out, at least at Temptation a lot of the time, other couples being more forward with us. Pretty much by, they have drinks with us in the pool during the day. We're being like flirty and having fun. We typically, or they suggest to hang out later at the club or the disco. Uh-huh. Sometimes they suggest meeting for dinner together, but I don't always like to do that and have small talk with new people over dinner on vacation. But sometimes it works. But we plan to meet later at the club, and just dancing together with them pretty much seals the deal for us. So I think it's just not even saying like, well, once we clarify that we're all swingers, we say we'd love to hang out with you later. Like, let's meet at the club at this time, blah, 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 dance together. And it really can be that simple, I think. And then you go back to somebody's room. I just feel like on vacation, you need to make it known early and maybe be constantly visible with other couples. Like, because you can't just say something and then leave, because I feel like then they could connect with other couples during the day and forget about you. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to be annoying, but early you need to say, we'd love to play with you or hang out with you guys later, to maybe ensure that hookup on vacation. Unless you have sex during the day. Great for you if you want to do that.
And that's a good option too. But yeah.
Do you guys feel like you're the like aggressors, or how have you made things happen on vacation?
All of the above. No, I feel like I've been on both sides of that coin, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think there definitely have been instances where either Gary or I have kind of initiated. And I feel like there have been some times as well when somebody else initiated. One of the kind of early experiences, like, it was a vacation at actually Secrets in Florida. We met a couple and sort of like I was feeling like we were hitting it off. And I think I'm right based on where this is going. Everybody else was vibing as well. But their, if I might say, very clever, enticing line and intro was that they had brought their massage table to Secret. Yes,
you got me.
I'm like, yeah, I'm in. Let's go. Yes, I love it. But yeah, so we went back to their room and we did kind of like take some turns. But basically, like one person laid on the massage table and then they had three other people kind of like caressing and like rubbing them down. So like, what's not to love about that?
You're laying there naked.
Yeah. Yeah. Just getting rubbed all about it. So yeah. And I mean, obviously, like, you know, if you're in like Mexico or Jamaica, you're probably not bringing your massage table with you. I get it. But, you know, if it so works out that you have like a fun little kind of intro thing like that, or like you said earlier, Madison, like our room is just like right there.
Check it out.
I feel like that, you know, is just like a lovely, easy little segue. So whatever it happens to be, it doesn't have to be overly complicated, I guess is the point. It can just be like an easy, fun thing.
I feel like the only negative maybe with vacation things for us, it hasn't been with people leaving on different dates. It's just been me fucking it up, where I used to have this thing where I thought it was crazy to like fuck the same people more than once, like in a row, like more than one day in a row. Oh. I'm over that, apparently. I'm clearly over that now. But there was this couple we hooked up with at Temptation, like on the beach beds on the beach. Oh, like you're not even supposed to do that at night. But then I could tell that people wanted to play again the next night, and like Barry was really feeling it. We were on different levels and pages, and I was like, no, blah, blah, blah. Like, we need to go back. I can't play with the same people more than once. It's too intense. We can't do this. So I don't know. That could happen anywhere, I guess. Yeah. But I feel like on vacation, you run into the people so much.
Sure, sure.
That's rare to happen elsewhere, like at home. But
yeah.
So that's my like negative story of things not working out. I thankfully don't have any other stories like that.
Yeah.
Maybe some regrets that we didn't connect with people, but thankfully I don't think we've really had a problem with, wait, we really wanted to fuck them, they're gone. I don't know.
Yeah, so I think the biggest maybe takeaway or piece of advice from like the whole vacation resort setting is that if everybody seems to be feeling it and like vibing, go for it. Because not super sexy, but sometimes like, you know, the next day somebody might not be feeling that well or like just whatever. So again, never force anything. But if you're getting those signals that everybody's into it, again, it's just one of those like go for it kind of things, because you might not have that same, you know, alignment of the moon and the stars where everything is just going to be great for everybody. So just, yeah, kind of take advantage when you can, when, again, when you're getting those signals that everybody's into it, because, I mean, unfortunately, you never know. Like, the next day might not be quite the same.
It probably won't be.
Yeah. So go get it when you can.
All right. So another setting we haven't talked about yet is at a lifestyle club.
Yeah.
Making it happen at a club. That's tough. I think that can be tough. I don't know. I feel like whenever Barry and I are at a club and we want to play with another couple, by the time we decide to do that with them, the rooms are all full, especially at PGC, Pleasure Garden Club in Philly. Like, oh, we're all ready to go back. And there's a line of people to get into the room. So there's no chance unless you want to play in the public area, which I'm okay with, but a lot of people aren't.
Yeah.
So I feel like we usually strike out at clubs just because there's not available areas to play. And that's especially when you're going there without, or I guess even if you're going there and you've already planned to meet people there and like you want to play, just sometimes if you're not in a room by 10 p.m., you're fucked. You're not fucked, but you know what I mean.
The not good fucked.
Yeah. So I guess if you're meeting someone new at a club, it's definitely better to be clear early that you're interested and like you guys want to do this tonight and get back there before it's too late. I don't know. As simple as like, yeah, like this is fun. We're really into you guys. We'd love to go back to a room if you're feeling it too, and just fucking do it. Mm-hmm. Like on vacation, just strike when you can, when everyone's feeling it. I don't think Barry and I have had success with this, but what someone on more than one occasion has done to us, which might be helpful to others, is a couple will tell us, hey, we're going back to get a room now. If you're interested, please come back and join us. We'd love to have you join us.
Yeah.
We usually don't follow through, probably just because we're not interested at that point. But I feel like that really could be a good fun idea to get things going without pressuring people. It's yeah. like, we're going to go away here. If you're feeling it, come join us.
Yeah.
If you're not, obviously you won't go back, but
right.
that might be helpful to someone. I've never done it, but.
Yeah. Gary and I think have gotten that as well a time or two.
Okay.
And I don't think we've ever followed through on it either.
All right, maybe it's not successful, but maybe you can, I don't know.
I mean, it just might depend, yeah, the people, the night, the whatever, but mm-hmm. I think it is a good low pressure approach mm-hmm. that just like, we're going to go, come if you want kind of yeah. thing. So, but yeah, like that's kind of like the shit of the lifestyle club is, yes, here are these rooms to play in, but if you don't act quickly enough, then they're all taken or they're all used up. Or like,
yeah,
like so, just not ideal.
I feel like neither of us go to a club expecting to play.
Right.
It's a bonus if we do.
Yes. Yeah. And I do appreciate that not everybody goes to clubs with that mentality. But yeah, I at least for Gary and I, it's just a good place to go and hopefully try to meet some people. And usually our preference is to then like, meet them again
yeah.
for something that might lead to play. But again, that's not everybody's jam. Like sometimes like you get that night out and you want to make the most of it. And that's like it. You're yep. really looking to go jam on it. But yeah, I think it is one of those like kind of you have to make your move. If you're feeling it, if you are getting those signals that everybody else is somewhat interested, you just got to throw it out there. You just got to say it because the worst that's going to happen is somebody's going to say no thank you mm-hmm. or... If you want to make that offer for people to join you, the worst case is that they don't join you. Like, it's okay. You can still have a fun night with your partner.
Yeah, exactly. You fuck your partner and there's no loss.
Yeah. So I can think of one time as a, I don't know if we want to call it a success, but PGC, Pleasure Garden Club, Gary and I were there. And I want to say it was like around like kind of Christmassy time. I guess not that that matters. I just remember that the man in the couple that we were chatting with had on these red velvet pants that I just was really smitten with. So anyway, kind of like a holiday theme. And yeah, like we had been sort of like chatting and flirting and dancing on the dance floor for a bit of the night. And I think it was either him or her. It was somebody from the other couple that made the suggestion to go see if there was a room available. And yeah, I mean, it just happened that like Gary and I, like we were feeling it, we were into it. So we're like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And we did. We found a room that was open. So, you know, like we grabbed our towels and our supplies and things and we had a fun night with them. But yeah, like it wasn't that we went there that night seeking that. It just sort of organically happened. So yay when that mm-hmm. does happen, but it might not be every time that you go.
No, same here. I feel like the few times that it was successful, specifically at PGC, it starts with the females, like, being flirty and kissing. Yeah. And I feel like that usually initiates everything. I don't think it's ever been a case where the guy of another couple has come on to me strong yeah. and been successful. It's usually the girl on girl first. Like, girl talking, kissing first. And, yeah, it's been the same thing. Hey, you want to go check to see if a room's available? And us girls are like, yeah, we want to go do more or, yeah. like, whatever. And it's just easy that way.
Sure.
So maybe that's a good approach, just the letting the females kind of run the show, set the scene.
But, yeah, I think just, like, overall, no matter what the specific setting is, as much as you can, I think trying to make it a smooth transition to play is nice if you can manage that. I mean, I guess not every time is going to be perfect. But like if you're already flirting and you're feeling and sensing like those signs of mutual attraction, it's probably okay to sort of like take it in that direction. I don't know if somebody's like complaining about like work or their kids, that's probably not the time to suggest play. So like, you know, read the room. Maybe this is just a telling of our age, but for Gary and I, like if we aren't approached for play until like 2 or 3 in the morning, like we're probably not our best selves at that point.
That's a good point.
Again, not that you want to force things or whatever, but like there's also nothing wrong like at 11 p.m. maybe suggesting play if you're having a lovely flirty conversation with people. Like there's like no, there doesn't have to be time restraints on this, I guess is my point. Anything else? Any other kind of just overall tips?
Yeah, maybe some other tips are after you propose playtime to another couple, give them space and time to discuss it privately.
Yeah.
Without staring at them while they're right. doing so.
Yes. Love that. Very, very good tip. Yes.
We've had a couple that have offered like, hey, we'd love to do this. We'll give you time to talk. We're going to go to the bathroom together and we'll come back. So yeah, that could
love
work.
That. Yes. Much appreciated.
And if you and your partner are hoping for play, maybe go into the nights or the day with a plan. If we're at a hotel, setting the room up ahead of time, having shots ready, be able to host if you'd mm-hmm. like to, supplies, cleaning stuff. If you're hosting, prepare ahead of time. Have your house clean. Be ready to have people in your home. Like you guys do, you always have games available. So just being prepared, I think, is a plus. And above all, honesty, directness, openly communicating is just the best way to go, the best
Absolutely.
Approach.
Absolutely. Wrapping this all up with a nice, neat bow. Sometimes there can be a lot of pressure or uncertainty on making a move to play. None of us want to hear no, but it happens. So as long as you're asking in a respectful way, that's the worst that can happen. The other person or people are going to say no. Life will go on, I promise. But if you don't ask, you'll never know what could have been. So take the leap. Be respectful, get consent, discuss and uphold everyone's boundaries, then get naked and have some fun.
Yay!
Easy peasy.
That's the best part.
All right, friends, we are going to take a break, hear from one of our partners, and then we are going to get back and get sexy with a story from Madison.
We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website.
And we're back for our Going Deep segment, where we are going to hear what I assume is going to be a sultry story from Madison about her experience, her and Barry's experience, with a new couple. Take it away, Madison.
Oh, you got me all flushed and hot now thinking about it. Oh. All right, so Barry and I met this new couple out for dinner on a work night, on a Thursday night.
Woo!
Yes. It was the first time all four of us were hanging out. We had met them via messaging on the Friction website.
Okay.
So, yeah, I took your advice. I swear in one of the last episodes you and Gary said to go out on a weeknight, meet people. You don't have to fuck them, but meet them.
Low key.
We did it all on a weeknight.
Overachievers.
So the plan was just to do dinner and drinks to see how we all clicked together.
Yeah.
And just in case, they got a hotel room to get ready in ahead of the date. You know, they have children and had a sitter. They prefer to like get out of the house, be in a space, get in the mindset, feel sexy, get ready.
Makes sense.
They had a hotel room for the night. And they said if we were all feeling it, we could use the room if the vibe was right. So, and we had a group text going ahead of time, ahead of meeting. So this was all said in text message so that everyone was on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And ahead of time, everyone just knew what the options were if we wanted to go that route.
Love that.
So let me describe them. She's a little shorter than me. Long, dark hair. Super fit. Like abs. Tiny waist. Like no fat on her body. And a nice tight pussy, as per Barry's notes.
Oh, okay.
That's the feedback I got. And he was about my height, fit, muscular, but not like overly toned. I don't mean that in a bad way, no, but no. Just still muscular and toned.
Yeah, yeah.
And had a nice thick cock. And I felt it at first later in the night. Spoiler alert, things happen. And when I first felt it, I was like, oh shit, like I hope I can take it okay. But I did. So so we are going to call them Connie and Neo. Connie is her and he will be Neo.
Okay.
I'm not going to explain why, but it makes sense to us.
All right.
So
we're in.
Once we all agreed, so we met for dinner at this new restaurant they had never been to before. Both of us traveled, them like 45 minutes, us over an hour to meet there.
Okay.
We had a great time chatting. Like the conversation flowed nicely. It was very easy. The guys connected immediately, so it was perfect, to be honest. So we were at dinner. We were finishing dessert. Her and I got espresso martinis to wrap things up, of course. And as I said in last episode, I was the one who was like, okay, guys, so, like, are we feeling this? Do you want to go do this?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? And I kind of feel bad looking back on it that I put them on the spot in front of all of us.
Yeah.
But I think I felt in my gut that like it was okay to do so because they weren't giving us signals that they weren't interested.
Yeah.
Like leaning into the conversation, making eye contact, all that stuff. Yeah. So very quickly they agreed without even looking at each other like, yes, like, yes, let's go do this.
Nice.
So we went back to their hotel room and it was cute. They had it prepped with a speaker, the same freaking mood lighting that we have with the Starry Night Aurora projector.
Oh, meant to be.
Seriously, like I loved it. It was cute that they had thought of that and just prepared for everything ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty quickly, her and I got changed into similar two-piece lingerie sets, unplanned.
Oh.
Actually, we didn't even talk about bringing lingerie. I should have, but I guess still deep in my gut, I was like, she just knows. We just know to bring lingerie. Like, we're just going to have it. And because I knew she's really fit, I was like, she's obviously going to want to show off her body, so it's going to be a two-piece set. I was like, I'll bring a two-piece set. And they were very, very similar, like lace bra, top, and panties, different colors. But I just thought it was cute that we kind of matched.
Yeah. And so I'm guessing based on that, maybe they're not super new in the lifestyle.
I think they said they're a couple years in.
Okay.
Pretty new.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe like 2 years in. So yeah. I do remember a couple times throughout the night being like, wow, like I'm impressed you guys like knew to do all this being fairly new to the lifestyle. So
yeah,
that was pretty cool.
How fun.
And as usual, the girls started things off. I feel like that's just the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
So Connie and I, first of all, it was a suite. So there was like a living room area and then it was just a queen, but we made it work. A queen bedroom area with the bathroom off of it. So Connie and I got onto the bed. We kneeled just to show off our outfits to the guys. They were still fully dressed, but we just thought we were being cute. Like we turned away and bent over and like showed our butts a little bit. And she's like super into girls, more than I even understood or realized. Not that it's a bad thing, but we kissed for a little bit. And then she asked if she could lay me back. So I was like, obviously, yes, please push me down, do whatever you want to me. So she was like teasing my neck and my nipples, like kissing down my neck a little bit, playing with my nipples, moving down my body, took my panties off when she got down there, and then started to lightly run her tongue along my pussy.
Did she give you tremors?
A little bit. Like it was starting.
Yeah.
It was a slow build. It wasn't like a spur of the moment, like, intense.
Right,
like it was a slow, steamy build. It was perfect.
Love that.
And then, so she was licking my pussy a little bit and then slid two fingers inside me while still licking me. And she was actually getting off so hard on doing this. Like, I thought she was faking it. To be honest, at first, I really thought she was faking it. She was audibly moaning so loud. So, you know, when you're super turned on that you're just like, like you can't contain it.
Yeah.
No one was doing anything to her. She was doing this to me and was really moaning loud. Like, I was like, oh, my God. They might call the front desk. So that just kind of shocked me, but it was very hot. It was just different. And she got me to the point of orgasm and like clenching. It was actually so hot and like so fast that she got me there. Like she was telling me, she's like, I can feel you coming all over my fingers and you're so wet. I was like, holy crap.
Did you arch your back?
Yeah. I was lit. Yeah, sorry. So I was laying on my back, like arching up to her. Oh my gosh. Like, pushing myself into her fingers and her mouth for all of this.
Love it.
So we did that for not long enough. And then we got her double-ended dildo out.
Yeah, as one does. Yes.
We just jump right into things. The men are still like fully dressed, standing, what? Being like, wow, what the fuck is happening? And so we got her double-ended dildo out and got into a scissor-like position where I stayed more so laying down and she was elevated more, like kneeling into me.
Okay.
She was more upright and I was more down on the
got
bed.
It. Okay.
Scissored together. But we stayed grounded together. And the whole time, I just remember her skin felt super soft. I just remember touching her body and she was saying the same thing, like rubbing her hands all over me, saying just how soft I felt.
Yeah.
And that was really nice. Mm. And her husband came around because the men were finally getting involved at that point. Her husband told me that she has this thing where she likes to have an intense orgasm early in play because it revs her up even more for the rest of the night.
Ooh, okay.
So this is new again for me. So after we were scissoring for a while, which was super fun. Like it was a skinny one. It wasn't too intense. So it was very easy to slide inside both of us.
Yeah,
but like we're just grinding our pussies together and she was moaning really loud again and I was enjoying it too. We did it for a little bit and then we're like, okay, like let's get the men involved, kissing on us. They were down to their boxers at this point. And that's when he was telling me like she likes to, I didn't realize, like squirt early on and then like keep things going.
Okay.
He didn't say that, but I learned that that's what that meant. So he gave her this little rose toy that she was using on her clits.
Okay.
And I was still, we were still like in the scissor position, but she was like using it like right next to my pussy, like, but on herself. Like we were still connected.
Okay. Did she still have the dildo, the double-ended dildo in?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Okay.
So, which was fun because,
yeah,
I don't know, I felt like I was still involved with her like getting to this high climax point. So also while like everything was just happening at once, it almost felt like as the guys were there with us, Neo told Barry that Connie likes her nipples sucked when she's trying to come hard.
Okay.
So that's what he did.
Barry and we can follow her, directions. Got it.
We gave her like a few minutes. I was still like grinding up on her. And yeah, we left the toy in the whole time. That she was using her rose toy, but we left the dildo in the whole time.
Yeah,
Barry's
yeah.
sucking her nipples. Ooh. I'm intermittently making out with her husband.
Okay.
And I keep telling him, like, God, she's so hot. She's so fucking hot. And she's just, like, getting to her edge. And holy fuck, does she come hard. Like, literally, I thought we were going to get kicked out or the cops called. She was so loud moaning, climaxed, and, like, squirted all around the toy, onto the bed, over the edge of, like, my pussy. It was just an insanely hot moment that was new for me, too. We sat up right after, she was riding the toy into me while she was coming. And then as she, like, was coming down, she grabbed me and was, like, intensely making out with me, like, for that, like, the aftershocks or whatever.
Yeah.
We slid the toy out of each other. And that's when I realized I looked at the bed and I was like, whoa, like, there's a, it's all wet. Wow, that really just happened.
Yeah.
So that was very new.
Oh.
I will say, like, in the moment, I couldn't tell that she had squirted, but, like, I knew, like, it was all happening around me. Maybe it was just too much stimulation going on, but,
yeah,
it's freaking wild.
Splash zone. All right.
And so then at that point, we're like, maybe we should take the top comforter off. Like, let's remove what we can to have a slightly drier bed and fuck these hot men that we're here with.
Yeah.
So we got the guys more involved. We did double blowjobs. We alternated. We did her husband, and then her and I went over, and we were sucking on Barry's cock together. Then we let the guys eat us out separately, like with the separate partners. And again, I was pretty forward, and I was like, I would like to fuck now, please.
Yeah.
Like, I would like it inside of me. There's been a lot of buildup. A lot of things have happened.
Well, yeah, you hit that point.
I would like to be fucked now. So both the men went and got condoms, and he asked how I'd liked it, and I said, I would like to be fucked from behind, please. Like, can we start with that? So I stood at the edge of the bed, like the long side of the bed, bent over for him to fuck me. And I know Connie had Barry lay on his back. She got on top facing him. Like,
okay.
A little aggressor that she is. She's a little feisty.
All right.
Sex pop. So honestly, I think I, looking back, I thought I scared Neo because I was so into everything that night that I was like, fuck me harder, pull my hair, like spank my ass. Like, I don't usually do that in the first meeting with people.
Yeah.
But I was like begging him to fuck me harder. Later, I swear, I told him, I was like, this is just a testament to how comfortable I was with you.
Yeah.
Like, I hope you weren't freaked out or anything. So we did that for a little bit. And I saw Barry and Connie also switch to doggy. And then we all actually got so hot in the room that we took a break to lay just naked and chat because it was really intense and heated for a bit. And at that point, I was still trying to be cognizant of the time. So it was getting, it was after 11. It was getting close to 11:30. I was like, maybe we should call it by then. We have over an hour drive home and pets and kids and things.
Yeah.
So after laying there in the bed, naked together, like we were with opposite partners, just kind of rubbing each other, chatting. We called it and we went our separate ways. Nobody stayed in the room. Okay. And that was that.
Ooh.
Like hot and heavy, pretty quick. And very different things. So we're going to see them again. I don't know if it'll, I assume it'll be kind of the same situation. But I thought it was interesting. I never ran into another female that loved to like orgasm really hard early on and then keep going.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
There's always something new.
And now you know to have like an extra blanket or like whatever
apparently
you need.
We should bring a waterproof blanket next time just in case.
Never know.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds super hot and like
excitingly
unexpected.
Yeah.
Like those are the best.
And nothing was like talked about ahead of time. Yeah. It all just happened naturally and
just kind of clicked.
Yeah, it worked out. And love I guess we're pretty easygoing. Like anything could probably happen and we'd be fine. Yeah. But so, you know, just another Thursday night.
Well, what are you going to do? Flatten ain't easy. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that sexy story, Madison. We can't wait to hear about your next meetup with Connie and Neo. All right. But that's it for now, friends. That's going to wrap up episode 84. So thank you again so much for joining us. You know you can connect with us on X or Instagram at @FWAT_podcast. Drop us an email at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com.
And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.